June 5th, 2015. It's coming up on about 7:20 in the morning. And as I was getting ready to fall off to sleep last night, I just had a I was just kind of thinking about I guess what I was really thinking about was my privilege and responsibility of sharing the best of what has been shared with me and what I've become aware of. And I started to get up, and make some notes, but I was pretty tired, and so I decided, you know, just to kind of mull over it as I was drifting off to sleep. And while I was doing that, there's a couple things that kind of passed, you know, through. I just kind of thought of. One was, I guess I'm just kind of, I think, you know, this is going to be kind of personal because I'm, you know, this is, I don't know how to, it's kind of like I'm trying to be comfortable, I'm trying to learn how to be comfortable with my gifts, and you know, to say the word, the way I kind of drifted around last night was to be not just comfortable with my genius, but to you know, not to hold it back, not to hold it within, not to occult it, not to hide it, to let it shine. And I think some of this was motivated, you know, some of this kind of surfaced, maybe bubbled, you know, to the surface because of a discussion that I had about some political topics. I've been inclined here in the last number of years to kind of yield to the opinions and beliefs of others, you know, kind of allow them some room to grow. And I had become aware that I could be pretty arrogant. I know that was perhaps the case when I was in my prime. And you know, of course, it's kind of hard to be objective about something about yourself. But I can easily imagine, you know, I wasn't very aware of it at the time, but looking back, I can easily imagine wrangling with the awakening awareness that I was at that time. I can easily imagine how I could be that way and could come across that way. And so, you know, as you age and you look back and, you know, you start to compare what you know and what you've become aware of with the potential of what there is to know and what there is to become aware of, there's a certain amount of humility that kind of comes part and parcel with that understanding of, you know, any individual's personal thimbleful of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. However, with that said, partly because of this encounter, this, what began as a conversation and degraded into what would I it degraded into me being told by someone else where I was wrong, and me being accused of being the first to point out to the other individual that he was wrong, and just it spiraled down from there anyway. So, with all that said, first I think I just got to a point where I said, you know, I have a window of opportunity. I'm coming up 60 this year, and I know that in my future at some point there is decline. And so if I'm going to do something with my chosen discipline, with the dissemination and the sharing of what I've become aware of, both through mentors, through the best of what's been shared with me, and also through my own experimentation, observations, and experiences through my own research. I need to start doing that now. I can't, you know, this is not the time to sit on the fence and think. It's the time to jump off the fence and to stand and point. Or maybe, you know, to get up on my soapbox, so to speak. And that's kind of what, after going through that experience with the phone conversation, I realized that I need, you know, I wish to be more assertive with with my chosen discipline. With, you know, it really came down to this. I at one time I think I was a pretty good debater, you know, and there was a genius about, you know, I can remember this. I think my brother-in-law Mike actually said this to me one time. I should say my ex-brother-in-law Mike, that I had a gift with words, and it in my moments of drifting off to sleep last night, what I was kind of contemplating was the saying a coin of to coin a phrase, because what struck me was with that saying to coin a phrase, it's creating a token. And so I started to relate that kind of loosely to the whole, the casting of spells and the casting of roles, to the, you know, to incantations where you're formulating words in such a way to cause an impact on others, to stir them up, to, well, to love and good works. So, you know, what started to kind of thread together there was that in my presentations, I need to let my genius of, you know, of being able to formulate, you know, to a turn of phrase. That's kind of what it came down to. I was looking at, you know, I'm not an academic, so I was considering my best approach to how to share this, you know, my perspective to share, our story to tell. And that's what kind of, you know, I was thinking kind of about the C map and how I have all these notes in there, and I was thinking about an outline or a script for my presentation. All of a sudden it struck me that in some respects, It's about coin a phrase. It's about a turn of phrase. You know, it's about how to use my words to stir others up, to move them. And so, you know, I've got stuff to cover, you know, the avatar nature, the troll nature, there's conflict of forces, human conflict. There's so much there, you know. I talk about, you know, being the amusement of, you know, sustain, you know, and it's about sustainability or distinction or extinction. And, you know, it's about whether or not this amusement park is, you know, how long it's going to survive, you know, the age of man. And so, you know, that's what kind of struck me, that it's just, I need, you know, and I'm going to conclude with this. What I wish to focus on at this point is just allowing myself to let the, to let what I wish to share openly and freely with others to flow naturally, not to put on, you know, I'm not an academic. I'm not a motivational speaker in the purest sense. You know, yes, I want others to be motivated, but I wish to spark within them an internal desire, not apply an external pressure about what they should be doing. About, you know, I wish for them to become aware of the value of the material that, you know, these, you know, the standards, the thought instruments, the knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. I want them to understand, become to understand the value of that for themselves, to distinguish that for themselves. It's, you know, it's in their practice and their discernment. And through that, they create that internal desire to establish their own practice and engage in the practice. And so, you know, I want the, you know, it's, I'd rather, you know, I want to plant the seed, you know, I want the seed to take root within them. I want it, it's not about me, you know, I'm here for a short time. The master's craft, the great works, this is what is enduring, the enduring principles and practices. That's what it's about. It's really not about me. But at the same time, you know, I have to be willing to make a stand, to stand and point, and to be as a beacon to others, pointing to that practice, pointing to the master's craft, pointing to the privilege and responsibility that we each have, and the potential that represents. I'm not going to beat down, you know, I'm not going to allow myself to be beat down like I felt in that conversation. You know, I even said it to the person, you know, it's, we weren't discussing. I didn't feel, you know, I got to a point, I got to a Popeye moment where I didn't feel as though anything was being shared with me. I was like a little, you know, kid, you know, being, you know, sat down to be lectured. I was being told, and I told you, and I will tell you. And that's what I slammed the brakes on. I'm not going to allow that anymore. I will openly discuss and debate anything. As long as the discussion, as long as it's, you know, point and counterpoint, as long as As long as I'm experiencing how can I say that? As long as I'm experiencing an exchange of ideas, an exchange of views, an exchange of information, I will continue to engage. But when it degrades to the point where I'm being lectured to, where someone, where I feel like a little kid, that's been sat down to be scolded, that's not going to happen. I'm done with that. And that's kind of what brought me around to this, concept of, hey, what I'm really doing here is I'm casting spells. I have to let that genius, I have to let that wizard out and let him cast and do his best. I've got to let that part of me shine. And I'm not, not egotistically, it's for the discipline. It's for, in the time that I have left, to share and disseminate the most that I can in the best way that I can. Anyway, I think that's enough for now. Signing off.